This is Arts and More from WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. On Thursday, Bell's Eccentric Cafe is hosting a night of hip-hop with some major Michigan rappers like Passalacqua and Rick Chime. But for one Kalamazoo rapper, the show represents a kind of rebirth and reintroduction.
Chasing something no one knows. Brace yourself, it's getting caught. Gonna get a little colder.
Devin Harrison, also known by his rap name De La Zoo, is only 23. But in the past few years, he's already been thrown into the musical ringer and spit back out again. Harrison's whole journey started online. He was young, a high schooler who made his own beats and verses in his room, then posted the videos up on YouTube.
Okay, here we go, y'all. About to go hard. Dre pause. Any verse to spit is probably fire. Laid off.
Harrison says he was a quiet kid in high school and basically kept to himself. But online, De La Zoo was getting thousands and thousands of hits with these songs.
Yeah, it was super, super weird for me because I was a weird kid in high school. So I was, you know, online, I was a man. But then I had to go to high school. It was like super normal, you know, it's whatever. Like no one really knew. I wasn't really vocal about what I was doing. And then online, I'm cursing, I'm acting out, I'm making music, and it's getting noticed.
It also helped that Harrison had a unique look. His baby face and his long hair made him look like a rapping Justin Bieber. But the look worked. People clicked on the videos. They'd see this small kid and then hear him spit out a verse really fast.
I'll never take a real, I rap like a rhyming song when I feel busted. I'm sound somehow, I got 10K subs and I'm pretty damn sure they ain't never gonna go down. Cause that's
the... He even got the attention of some people in the industry. Messages began popping up in Harrison's YouTube inbox from managers saying, hey, you've got the right look. Let's get you out to Hollywood to talk with some producers. And Harrison, still this shy kid from Kalamazoo, wasn't about to say no.
I did fairly poorly in high school, so I had this like little audio engineering school that was going to accept pretty much anyone. That was like the fallback plan, but you know, I didn't feel like I had the world of options. I was like, wow, it seems like they're putting a lot of faith into me at this point. So, I mean, I was more than happy to go with it, see where it take me. I don't think any 18-year-old in Michigan would reject living in Los Angeles for a year.
Within a few months of graduating, Harrison was on a plane, signed to a development deal. He says the deal didn't guarantee much, basically enough money for some housing and some food. But the experiences, his manager told him, the meetings with studio bigwigs, that was the selling point.
It wasn't any guarantee of anything. It was more or less shopping me around. You know, I got to go to Universal Music. I got to meet with people from Interscope. I got to meet the vice president of A&R at Atlantic. So I got to meet a couple big people and sit in some big rooms, which was cool. But it wasn't until I got out there that I really realized that that is nowhere near enough.
Harrison says things started out okay. Every week, his manager gave him a new assignment. Go to a new studio, write a new verse, make a new video. But after 6 months or so, nothing really caught on. The problem, Harrison says, all the studio executives liked one song from him, a pop-leaning track called Calm, Cool, Clean.
So often I swear he should be saluted, recruited to some kind of label where he'd use his influence to make all of my girl listeners on the roof get deluded.
But Harrison says he didn't want to sound like that song, too poppy. And yet this was the song that every studio exec told him they wanted. Write more like that, they said. And he wouldn't. So after about 10 months in California, Harrison says his manager finally sat him down.
We had this meeting. This is like the third time they had sent me subject matters to rhyme about that was very swiftly ignored. We had this meeting about like how we're not going anywhere or whatever. And then I was like sat back in my apartment. I was like, man, not only am I broke, I don't know anyone here. Like I'm bored. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was like, this sucks. So I made within the week, I made the song that ultimately got me fired.
This is that song, called Art School. The song is kind of a therapy session on tape, with Harrison laying out the events of his year in Hollywood and trying to figure out what went wrong.
I come from Kalamazoo, I was performing in bars, and any profits from the shows got simply poured in my car. For the back and forth and gas, I never asked for more than that. I just thought I'd get that here once my momentum kicked and started, but it's been damn near half a year. People don't know that I'm here, no, I'm supposed to have no fear, but this supposedly my career. I just want to...
He released the song online.
Then, like, that night at midnight, they were like, so we are formally announcing, and it's kind of dropped me from there.
That was that. Harrison left California and returned to Kalamazoo, feeling beaten down and a little jaded. He turned to other things. He got a job and moved out of his parents' house. But he also got a call from DJ Rob, the business partner of the influential rapper Masta Ace. Rob saw the old De La Zoo videos. He says Harrison's talent, his production, and his schoolboy look all added up to somebody who he wanted to work with.
Pretty much like all the little stuff, he looked like pretty much like Justin Bieber. And the fact that he looked like Justin Bieber as a rapper, it was just a unique combination. And there were songs that he had at the time that were just far beyond his years. It wasn't like bubblegum stuff.
Over the next few years, Rob took Harrison under his wing. Harrison sent along snippets of beats and verses, saying, "Hey, is this any good?" Harrison says a lot of it wasn't, but Rob showed him how to make it better.
They taught me a lot about, like, song structure was a big one for them, and that's something that, you know, like, that rappers can sometimes get distracted with. And also, for me, myself, too, like, I'm at this point, I'm mixing and producing and tracking and writing and singing and everything on the song. I was kind of doing too much, so there'd be times where, you know, just the beat gets stale or something. You know, I gotta add an instrument or take something out or add a drop or something. They'd be teaching me that, or, you know, kind of like to learn my pacing as a rapper. I used to be trying to go fast, like, all the time, just like super fast, and they kind of got me to calm down a little bit. But more or less, they were more just an open ear for me to send music to as I got better, even if I was by myself, even if, you know, they weren't directly adding input to every song, it was someone to at least send it to and a reason to continue making more, because at the time I wasn't releasing anything.
In late 2014, Rob signed De La Zoo to Masta Ace's independent label, M3 Records. And finally, after years of starts and stops, De La Zoo's EP, called The Waiting Place, will finally come out on April 15th. Every time that you fall for your type, end up with the wrong one, it's far for your life, and these walls get patched, and your scars don't last, and you're looking for the safe one to sharpen your knife, I'm here. Push me if you have to. The 8 songs on the record are kind of a reflection of Harrison's life over the past 5 years. And Harrison says this is the first release that truly feels like him.
And this is, like, probably the first time creatively, at least, that I feel very comfortable with being able to make what I want. I feel like not only am I able to, but I feel like I'm allowed to and still prosper. People still, you know, like it. People still give me positive feedback for it. And I feel comfortable and able to make it.
Next week's show at Bell's is a kind of coming out party for De La Zoo, to tell Kalamazoo that he's back and making music. But he won't really be tested until next month, when he heads out to tour with Masta Ace in cities like Las Vegas and Denver. His label, M3 Records, says they don't know what to expect from De La Zoo, but they say this tour is their way to drop him straight into the deep end and hope he succeeds. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.